We have an exhibition game in the area as well involving our own Rockford University Regents under the coaching of Mr. Andrew Weber. Andrew's with us on the phone to talk about their exhibition game tonight against Northern Illinois. Andrew, how you doing?
Really good. How about you guys?
Doing really good, Andrew. Hey, okay, so you got your opener here tonight. I mean, I've seen it's labeled as exhibition. What's the difference between an exhibition game and a non-conference game? Isn't that just not counting your record?
Correct. Okay. For us, it's an exhibition game. Our season officially starts for Division III on November 8th. That's the first official start day, with us opening up on the road on Saturday at Carroll University in Wisconsin. So tonight for us is an exhibition, but it is a real opening game for NIU.
All right. Well, this is the second year, right, that you've played them? Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, we played them last year as well as UW Green Bay.
Why did you guys schedule a game like this? What do you get from a game like this?
Experience. For one night out of the year, our guys get to be Division I basketball players. You know, when they grow up, they want to be the guys playing on ESPN tonight. They dream of playing Division I, and even though we're not Division I, they still get the opportunity to play college basketball at a very good level. So tonight, we just get to go out and compete and kind of maybe show ourselves some confidence. But the biggest thing is for us to get better at all the details we want to improve upon.
How do you approach a game like this? Is it more of a game where you want to work on things? I mean, granted, at the beginning of the season, there's still a lot of bugs we're ironed out anyway. So, I mean, how do you approach a game like this? Is it just all about playing your best, going out to win, or are you going to get more of a your chance to get to see different combinations of players on the court and see how they handle different situations?
It's going to be a little bit of both. We had a practice yesterday, and the big thing that we talked about was going out and competing. If you kind of look around at how exhibitions have gone for, you know, a few D1 teams throughout the country, there's been a lot of upsets. You know, not saying that could be the case. I don't know. We'll see tonight at 7 p.m. But, you know, our guys are very competitive. And yesterday in practice, it showed. They had the energy. We kind of went through a scouting report with NIU and kind of what we were thinking that they're going to do. But, you know, they went out of there with the belief that we're going to go down and compete and see what happens. You know, basketball is crazy, and there's always crazy results, and you just play the game.
Hey, Andrew, three of NIU's top players were suspended indefinitely last week. How does that change your approach as you scouted this team and you get ready for them?
I think it's kind of the same approach that they're going to have with us. You know, they don't know much about us, and I don't know much about them. But for tonight and really all season, our approach is to do what we do best. You know, we have a game plan that we want to execute, and if we can go out there and execute it to the best of our ability, we'll see what happens.
So if you say they don't know much about you, we probably don't know a whole lot about you. Kind of give us a little explanation or a little, what do I want to say here? A look at this year's Rockford University team.
We're experienced, and we're experienced in a few different ways. Last year we had two freshmen that were starting for us at the end of the year, about midway through to finish the year. So they got a ton of experience. We return five guys that started games for us last year, as well as we get a big return from Kevontae Shaw, who was out all season last year with injury, who is now back to 100%. And as a freshman, 2 years ago, he was a really key contributor. So we returned six guys that have started games for us in the last 2 years, as well as brought in some really good, talented, high character guys that really care about two things: the teammates in the locker room and winning.
And you've got the Deamer boys back again. I know they were among your top players.
Yes. Yep. We returned Kevin and Tony, and I'm glad we got them. And, you know, Tony, with Tony being a senior, that we've kind of done this together throughout 4 years now. And it's been fun to coach him. But now this year it's a little bit different because he's really taken on a leadership role. Before, he was a leader by example, and now we're starting to see him talk a little bit more and be more vocal, which has then rubbed off on Kevin, who's a little bit different personality of him, more outgoing, outspoken. But we have some great leadership from Kevontae Shaw and as well as Brandon Emmerich.
And you lost Trey Blumhurst. That was probably your biggest loss from last year's graduation.
Yes, him and really all the seniors that we had, because they've stuck with us. They've bought into what we wanted to do, and they kind of taught the Kevins, the Tonys, the Brandons, the Kevontaes, you know, that it requires hard work to have success. And they each did it in their own individual way. But also losing a player like Trey, who was Conference Defensive Player of the Year, as well as, you know, our top rebounder at times and did a lot for us. We weren't able to replace him with one person. We were able to fill his shoes with multiple guys.
Now, you guys are coming off a 9-11 season in the NAC, 11-14 overall, and this is your fourth season. How has the progression been in your 4 years, and how have you changed your expectations, changed as a coach? Now, this is becoming more and more of your team, the players that are on this team and well. And so how much has changed over these 4 years?
I'll say the biggest thing that's kind of changed is just kind of the culture. You know, we've always been competitive. We've always been a team that was tough to get beat by. But now it's the guys in the locker room are starting to believe that, hey, just instead of just competing and giving these top teams in the conference, you know, close games and scary games, now we're really showing these teams in our league that, you know, we are real. And yeah, we've lost a lot of close games, but the guys still believe that we're good enough to not just compete with those top teams, but beat them. And we're right there. We're, you know, a couple of possessions away from beating some of these top teams and you know, really, truly believing that we are one of the better teams in the conference.
Andrew, I'm just looking at your roster, and I'm looking at where some of these guys are from. And, I mean, literally, they're from all over the world, your roster. I mean, you've got local guys, you've got regional guys, you've guys got, you know, guys from all over the place. What's your mindset as you recruit for Rockford University basketball? Are you looking to get more local talent, or are you willing to go anywhere to find talent? What's your approach or what's your style?
Well, one, I've been very fortunate with the assistants that I have. You know, they've been great recruiters. Coach Stinson's done a great job with that, as well as Coach Ruffing and Coach Murray, who was on my staff last year, and I know Coach Ramos. That for us, recruiting is recruiting. You know, we can't afford to stay in one area. You know, we got to be able to expand to different areas because, you know, for us, being in Rockford, you know, we're not far from Chicago, we're not far from Milwaukee. You know, it really outside of the Northern Illinois region. Not many people know about us yet. So we got to go out and we got to find our way to connect people. You know, if you look at our roster, we got guys from six different states and three different countries. And, you know, being able to do that has been great. It's been great to learn about other cultures, but, you know, they've also done a great job of fitting in and becoming comfortable there. So for us, recruiting-wise, it's going out and finding the best players and that are also the best fit for us.
Last question, Andrew. Where do you guys figure you'll finish in the NAC, and who are the teams that basically you have to get past if you want to win a championship?
The top team is Aurora University. They're picked to finish first in the league. For us, we just got to stay to ourselves. We learned a lot last year with you know, nine or ten of our 14 losses were by single digits. So we're there. We just got to finish games. You know, we got to make plays defensively. We've got to finish at the free throw line and just stick together, which, you know, this group has done a great job of doing that in 27 practices. And, you know, for us to really compete, which I do believe we can and will do, is just show up every day, have high energy, compete, and really care about each other in the locker room.
All right. Well, he's Andrew Weber, the head basketball coach for the University of Rockford, the Rockford University Regents men's basketball team. Getting into action tonight against Northern Illinois. And as you said, Saturday, right, is your first regular game?
Correct. Yep. We open up at Carroll University in Wisconsin.
And your first home game is, look at your schedule here, is...
We open up
Tuesday.
Saturday after Thanksgiving. We have August Nana, who will be top five in Division III. So we got a tough opener, but for us, in the way we schedule, you know, we're not afraid to play anybody and kind of compete and see what can happen.
And a nice measuring stick at that point as well.
Yeah, it'll be good because after that, it's pretty much all the conference games.
All right, well, thank you so much, Andrew. Appreciate it. Best of luck this season. Hopefully we'll talk to you down the road.